It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two. This is Tucker's Tape, and it's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Located only minutes from Beaver Stadium, renting an RV from GoPSURV.com is your ticket to success for home games. Hey, why not think ahead? You can reserve an RV now for the blue-white game in 2020 and any home game next season with a $250 deposit. To learn more, visit the GoPSURV.com Facebook page, check out their website, GoPSURV.com, or give Mark a call, 1-800-519-8467. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience. Pretty good football game in Columbus, Ohio State 21, Penn State 17. Tucker's Tape. Ross takes a look back at the things that stuck out to him in the game, what they mean going forward against Rutgers, but also what they mean big picture wise. Ross,
really,
it's all
what
yours.
They mean big picture wise, yeah, in the bowl game and almost state of the program.
Correct.
When you play Ohio State, it's almost like a state of the union type of deal.
Yep. Measuring stick.
You know, first of all, they had their opportunities, but the better team won the game. And it's the team that is better in almost every area when you go down the line. Now, they had their fumbles that gave Penn State a chance, but Justin Fields running killed them on third down, fourth down. I was really disappointed. I think it was it fourth and five, the quarterback draw?
Wide open.
As soon as you see an empty set with a quarterback that's athletic like that in that situation, you've got to be thinking quarterback draw. They had man-to-man across the board and two deep. Later on, what they did is the edge guys kind of crept in, so they had six in the box, and then they would be late to get back. You have to do that. I thought there were some clear disappointing things from Penn State's coaching staff in terms of their plan. I thought that was one of them. Hmm. I also thought, you know, they let J.K. Dobbins break contain a couple times early. That really can't happen. And frankly, like, let's just be honest about this, right? Justin Fields, like, Sean Clifford's a good runner. He's not Justin Fields, right, as a runner of the football. Sean Clifford's had a really nice year throwing the ball. Justin Fields even throws it better than he does. Now, I'm not saying at all that quarterback was the lone difference in the game, but it's a really important position, and their guy is clearly better. There's no debate about that. Personally, it leaves a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth that Chase Young, like, the two biggest difference makers in the game were Justin Fields and Chase Young. Justin Fields, he really probably shouldn't be able to be Ohio State's quarterback this year, you know, with the whole being eligible right away thing.
Right, getting the waiver and transfer portal.
And then Chase Young to only miss Rutgers in Maryland, that's really shady to me. Like, somehow they time that up, and it's like the NCAA is like, all right, we got to come down for two games. Ohio State's like, okay, let's do these two. That way it's two games. It feels like a backroom deal. And it feels like Ohio State in both those situations might have gotten the benefit of the doubt that other programs don't.
Yeah.
In both of those situations.
You almost wonder if the Big Ten might have had a little bit of an influence with the playoff in mind and Ohio State. It does feel like there's some fingerprints on this big picture decision, that it wasn't just Ohio State.
It doesn't, on both cases, it doesn't feel transparent and open.
No. Well, would that happen for Bowling Green? The answer is hell no, it wouldn't happen like that for Bowling Green. Bowling Green's quarterback should be the Boston College transfer, and they didn't let him be eligible. I mean, it's like, that stuff I just don't care for, because it should be equitable across. Chase Young. So here's what's weird about the Chase Young thing. The first one, he got an unbelievable great jump on the count. Okay, he had a great jump on the count. The second one, really, it was the pressure from the left side that didn't let Clifford step up, which enabled Chase Young to get a sack. The third one was the fumbled snap down by the goal line. I think it was Levis, maybe?
Yeah, Levis fumbled it right at the goal
line.
So,
like, that was 10 yards deep. So that's not like, you got to do a better job blocking him. The fourth one at the end, he just beat Fries, I think. I guess I'm just disappointed that Penn State didn't have a better plan, because now all of those, it's not like he was just beating Fries clean, but if you watch, there were other plays where he was giving Fries all he could handle that he didn't get sacks on. So I'm a little surprised that Penn State didn't have a better plan. You watch like Monday Night Football, and the Ravens double-teamed Aaron Donald every play and did not let Aaron Donald wreck the game. I would just like to think that Penn State would have had a better plan than that. You know, when you put the plan together, when you got Chase Young coming back after two-game suspension, it starts with every passing play, what are we doing to Chase Young? And they didn't do that. And that, along with Fields running, I thought was really disappointing. Penn State, again, had some tackling issues, but when you're going against really talented kids, you're going to thank goodness for those fumbles.
Yeah. 21-0, it was looking.
Including that fumble. Well,
even the one in the end zone. Yeah,
the one in the end zone,
that
too.
That game would have really gotten away from them. On the positive part of it, I would say. Well, I'll get in the positive. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Breaking news, DraftKings has launched an online sportsbook created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right, DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. The DraftKings sportsbook app has it all: over-unders, player props, in-game betting, and special odd boost every day for the biggest game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. The deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, quarter number two, Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Tucker's tape, back to Ohio State, Penn State. Go ahead, Ross.
Yeah, so obviously the offensive line had pass pro issues worse than they've had all year. But let's talk some positives. Well, one more negative. Sean Clifford missed some pretty easy outbreaking routes early in the game that I thought hurt them in their ability to sustain drives. Pat Freiermuth is a stud. You know, that's a position where Penn State's better than Ohio State. Pat Freiermuth is a stud in every way. Love him as a player. And Etor Cross Matos really came to play.
Across the board.
And played very well. Now, he probably only has – I mean, the sad part is both those guys might only have two games left. Let's hope Freiermuth comes back. I don't expect Cross Matos to come back, especially now that he played that well against Ohio State. But he came to play. And so for the next two games, that's good. The DBs actually made a few plays on the ball. Now, a couple times they didn't, but the DBs actually made a couple plays on the ball. And I would note, you know, if we were doing this show for Ohio State had a couple drops. Ohio State had a bunch of fumbles. So, like, it's not like they're flawless and their miscues kept Penn State in the game. But the DBs, Trent Gordon had a great one. John Reed.
Very nice by Trent Gordon.
Yeah, John
Very
Reed
nice.
Had a good one. So the DBs made a few plays on the ball. Journey Brown.
Yeah.
How about Journey Brown? Shot out of a cannon, carrying dudes. I mean, he has come a long way from having like no offers in Meadville, Pennsylvania. He's a good player, and he's a good player that isn't going to turn pro. So they're going to be loaded at running back next year. Ricky Slade probably should transfer, if we're being honest.
Did not make the trip. Violation of team rules. You just wonder what's going on there, because it's the biggest game of the year. He doesn't make the trip. He has 3.3 yards per carry. He's clearly number four in the rotation now. So you just got to connect the dots there, and you just wonder what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks.
Great job by Lamont Wade with some of the tackles, the forced fumbles. He has really been a pleasant surprise this year.
tied a Big Ten record with three forced fumbles in the game.
He plays hard, and he is a nasty, in a good way, player.
He is Claritin tough. He is not afraid at all. He's like 5'9". He's not afraid at all. You know, the Journey Brown drop.
Yeah.
The bobbled snap by the goal line. The penalties, just absolutely killer. Back-to-back drives when Penn State actually had a chance to maybe take the lead or stay in it. The run defense wasn't terrible, but just ultimately wasn't good enough, I'd say. The real positive, I think, or one of the real positives, is Will Levis was okay.
Yeah.
He was okay. We had, you know, based on the spring or earlier in the season, I got a tweet from somebody during the game while I was calling Tulane UCF saying, Willie Hedge Fund's doing good.
Willie Hedge Fund's
doing good. I don't remember calling him that. I remember calling his league, the Johnny Hedge Fund League. Yeah. In high school, but he did some really positive things. Now, his interception was heinous, like absolutely terrible, but he's a big body. He's powerful. He's still not a great like vision runner. He just kind of puts his head down, but he's powerful. He did make some throws. I thought overall a very positive evaluation for Will Levis in that moment, in that situation. As a redshirt freshman, I thought he acquitted himself pretty darn well, and that bodes well for Penn State the next few years because it seems like Clifford kind of gets banged up every game now.
Right. Did you think Ohio State was threatened even when Penn State was coming back? That's my last thing. Was it a real threat by Penn State?
I when it was 4 points going into the fourth quarter, if Olave doesn't make that elite catch in the end zone, I mean, it's a one possession game. That's all you could ask for. They made him answer the question, and they made the play. That's all you can do if you're Penn State.
So, all right, that'll do it. Thank you, Ross, by the way. That'll do it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around. They are your questions. He's got the answers. Ask Ross is next.
Keystone Kickoff. From KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.